CRI News, I'm Larry Chen. Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh called for a ceasefire between loyalist troops battling forces backing a mass protest movement after his return from Saudi Arabia, where he was recovering for 3 months from a June assassination attempt. The president has faced protests against his three-decade rule since January, and so far, nearly 450 people have been killed in the revolt. Pakistan lashed out at the U.S. for accusing the country's most powerful intelligence agency of supporting extremist attacks against American targets in Afghanistan, the most serious allegations against Islamabad since the beginning of the Afghan war. Pakistani Foreign Minister Hina Rabbani Kaur dismissed the claims as mere allegations. She warned the U.S. that it risked losing Pakistan as an ally and could not afford to alienate the Pakistani government or its people. U.S. Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, accused Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence Agency of supporting the Haqqani insurgent network in planning and executing the assaults on the U.S. embassy in Afghanistan last week and a truck bomb that wounded 77 American soldiers days earlier. Nearly two decades after embarking on historic peace talks with Israel, Palestinians prepare to sidestep that troubled route to seek U.N. recognition of an independent state, hoping to leverage this dramatic move on the world stage to realize their dream of an independent homeland. Earlier this week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas rebuffed an intense U.S.-led effort to sway him from the statehood bid, saying he would submit the application to U.N. Chief Ban Ki-moon as planned today. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad attacked the West for his catalog of misdeeds, but his address to the United Nations passed over Tehran's nuclear program and the Palestinian statehood issue. U.S. delegates walked out when Ahmadinejad said arrogant powers threatened anyone who questioned the Holocaust and the September 11 attacks on the United States with sanctions and military action. Other Western delegates also left in what has become an annual feature of Ahmadinejad's U.N. appearances. Ahmadinejad struck out at Zionism, but did not comment on the issue that has dominated this year's General Assembly, the Palestinian plan to ask the Security Council to admit them as a full UN member. Outgoing Zambia President Rupiah Banda has conceded defeat and congratulated opposition leader Michael Sata, who was declared winner of the presidential election. Zambia's Electoral Commission announced that Sata won with about 43% of the total vote, with Banda taking about 36%. Eight other candidates shared the remainder. Banda's party, of which Sata has been a member until 2001 leadership dispute, had been in power for two decades. China's State Council, or the country's cabinet, said all of China's senior citizens living in rural and urban areas will be covered by pension insurance by 2015, according to a plan for senior citizens' development in a 12-5-year plan period. The plan said China's population aged 60 and over will increase to 221 million by 2015, which will raise their proportion of their entire population to 16%. Besides pension insurance, the government will also improve elderly care services across the country. Community medical centers will create health records for those aged 65 and older in the next 5 years. At least 11 more bodies were dumped around the Mexican city of Veracruz 2 days after the discovery of 35 other corpses in the once quiet Gulf port. The bodies were found in small groups scattered in various parts of the city, despite high security for his summit of attorney general and justice officials. Earlier this week, 35 people with suspected links to drug gangs were murdered and their bodies left in two trucks abandoned under a highway bridge in Boca del Rio, just a few kilometers from the center of Veracruz. The bodies of the last miner trapped in a flooded coal mine in northeast China's Heilongjiang province 1 month ago has been recovered. The death count totaled 4 in the month-long tragedy at the Hengtai coal mine in Boli County in the city of Titaihe. The mine flooded in August after miners mistakenly drilled into a neighboring flooded mine, trapping 26 miners. 22 of them were rescued. The Hengtai coal mine is one of many that had been operating illegally in recent years, despite government efforts to shut down small, outdated mines. For CRI News, I'm Larry Chen.